damn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Yes. I'm recording and eating turkey.
Great. I'm also recording. We'll see. You know, it's really not that difficult to sync up. I, at least that's what I assume. I didn't listen to the last episode that we put out, so it could be totally... could be totally off.
It sounds like... No one's listening to this episode.
Oh, not at all. I will say, when I was listening to the episode, I thought... I was trying to sync
it up. I'm chewing in the mic.
I like it.
I want, you know.
Well, and now, and I will say, and I don't want to mention anybody's names, but the producers that we've had in the past, they're like, hey, could you guys not talk over each other so much? And I'm like, fuck you.
It's art. This is our art.
We're rocking.
Being loud, obnoxious cunts that don't know how to speak.
Right. It's not a podcast. It's a punk cast. We do whatever the fuck we want. Now. Being on the other end where I'm trying to sync up the audio, I moved further down in the episode and I thought, huh, this can't be synced up because we're not, it's almost as if we're not listening to each other. And I'm like, oh, no, no. That's how we talk.
I mean, we aren't listening to each other.
No. We're just, to be fair,
why is my connection so poor?
I don't know.
Let's go on an adventure. Let's walk around the house.
Okay, let's walk around the house. And while you're walking around the house, full disclosure to people listening to the episode. First of all, hi. Thanks for listening. We already talked on the phone.
Sorry. We're so sorry.
Hi, and we're sorry. Thank you, and we apologize.
Yeah, for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, so we're kind of over it. So if you guys have anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, if you guys call in.
Right.
Shit.
Damn it. Fuck.
We're taking calls. Okay, for some reason, I think the connection's better if I'm further away from the router.
That happened last time. Remember, the backyard was great.
I know. I'd go in the backyard, but it's fucking raining.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna.
Where are you? Just in a pantry?
I'm in the basement. I'm in a corner of the basement,
facing the corner.
Yeah, I'm Blair Witching it. This is a Blair Witch pod now.
Yeah. Well, and after the bonus episode
released... This is annoying. How do people do it?
Walk
around their home, I mean.
How do people walk around their home? It's funny that we both have now jobs of our own choosing, and we're still like, fucking, this is bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know why? Because there's still jobs. No matter what, if you have a job, like, movie stars hate their job.
Right. It's anytime there's...
Like, people that get paid millions of dollars are like, ugh, I have a 4:30 call time.
Yeah.
To play pretend.
Right.
You fucking assholes.
And it's also
but
like...
But everyone hates their job, no matter what.
Right. I think it's a job, but it's also just a standing appointment. Anytime I have, like, I have to be somewhere at some time, I have anxiety about it the whole time.
Yeah.
Until I go. So Megan told me, keep talking, and she's running to do something. And because I've edited this once, I know that it's real uncomfortable when it's dead air. So I'm going to keep talking until she gets back.
Ta-da. Oh, you fucking, it was supposed to be, no one was supposed to know.
Listen, I got to tell you.
We're going to trick them. And then whatever you were talking about, I was just going to come back and go, right? That was my plan as I ran over to get my glass of water. I was like, no one will know. No one will even notice.
I got to tell you. I've learned a lot now, and I can say from a past person that we worked with, where to be talking to fill time, I'm like, what a fucking square. But having edited and listened to it, I'm like, oh, no, no, I see. Okay. Oh, no, I see. Oh, no, I see.
Yeah. Oh, that's, oh, dead air. Ooh, got it.
I was listening to it, and I'm like, oh, no, we both just like stopped talking and just looked at each other. It's us both.
We just fell into each other's eyes.
Yeah. And we both silently laugh at each other, so we'll be laughing so hard that it's quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I'm
like,
no, that I've noticed because I've always known that, like, sometimes when I laugh really hard, zero sound comes out.
Right.
For a while, I've always known that, but I never like really paid attention to it until we started doing this, because mm-hmm. there'll be times where I'm like, oh, it doesn't sound like I think that's funny, because you cannot hear me.
Right.
It just sounds like, it sounds like you said something and I'm just like, are you done? I did obviously not find that amusing. Probably neither did anyone listening.
Right.
Oh, can we move on?
Not only was I not laughing and not being silent, I actually fell asleep. That's how shitty that joke was. You threw me into a narcoleptic fit.
If you heard any noise come out of me, it was a snore.
Yeah.
We also, this is as far as dead air, we also need to get better. We need to find like a cue up system, like a hand signal for when we're drinking.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, because in like a natural conversation, if there's like a lull or like a break in the conversation, it's natural to like, okay, now both of us can take a drink.
Right.
Because we finished that topic and I must refresh my palate before right. moving on to the next.
Also.
But this is a podcast, so like you and me finish saying something and then it's like, okay, cool. Now let's both drink 1, 2, 3. No one talk.
Yeah. Well, and it's the same thing like when you're on stage and you like hit a big laugh and you're like, boom, and you get a big laugh and you can kind of take a drink out of your water and do kind of like a little power strut. Like, okay, let me let you guys cool off before I hit the next one.
Yeah, exactly. but this is a podcast. They're not seeing us. They're just like, what happened? Are they dead? Oh, God, I hope they're dead.
Yeah.
What a treat that
but
would
we'll
be.
We'll do something. We hit this crescendo of funny joke and we do just like a silent high five. And it's like, I'm going to high five my mouth with this cup of coffee. And it's not good for radio.
No, not good for radio. We're also not on the radio.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Holy shit. Can you imagine? Nope. Nobody wants to. Do you know what we'll say?
Oh.
What?
No, you go.
Oh, I was going to say, you know what's interesting? And even though it's going to be rocky the next couple episodes, just with the audio while I, like, learn what I'm doing. I feel like, even through the bumps, if we're not living that inspirational bullshit that we talk about by actually learning and teaching ourselves how to do this, to the detriment of our listeners, by the way. So
Well, everything we do is to the detriment of our listeners and ourselves. Even self-helping ourselves. Even doing good things is somehow detrimental.
Oh, yeah.
Bettering ourselves is making our lives worse.
Because
I just want everyone to know
yeah.
that.
It, can I say, and I, like, with Tyler, when we recorded that bonus episode, it was an interesting thing. And even when I edited and put up the episode that we did when I was in Vancouver, I had this sense of satisfaction, like a dopamine dump, where I was like, oh, I accomplished something, and it feels good. Now, while that does feel good to take ownership of your life and make changes, you go, oh, this is why people don't do it, because it's like, oh, fuck, I got to do that again and again.
Yeah,
because
it's hard.
Because it's hard, and you don't, and this is when I was a personal trainer years ago, so I've kind of not, but then I went back and worked for Whole Foods, so having the experience of having a job, you're like, this sucks, but there is something nice about showing up, clocking in, bullshitting your way through the day.
I've always said that. I've always said that. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I think it's a fucking awesome thing to work a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday. You go to work, you do your work, you don't have to fucking check emails or whatever. After 5, you go home, you have your life, you have your weekends, you get a fucking certain number of vacation days a year. You know what I mean? Like, that's not bad. It's like people that that have religion. I'm like, it's not for me, but I'm jealous that you have this security
right.
that I will never experience.
It is. It's a night. It's something where you're not. So when you're done with work, you're done. You're free to do whatever you want. If you want to play music, if you wanted whatever passions or like little art, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And there is something nice to that. So if you are going to try to achieve your goals and change your life, whether it's something like
get ready
to be miserable. And more stress, but like in a different way. It's a different kind of stress because the rewards are greater, but the stress is different. It's like more low grade and it's constant.
I wouldn't even say it's more low grade. I would say it's higher grade and constant. It's just like the stakes are so much higher. So like, okay, so our first market was Tuesday.
Yes.
We briefly talked about, and it was wildly successful. I was shitting myself that it was going to suck. We made 60 pies, and I was like, we're not going to sell. This is too many. I was freaking out. We sold out of everything. We had four boxes of cookies left. And whatever. It's fine. I'm not mad about it.
I'm not even mad about it. I'm not even using those four boxes that didn't sell as toilet paper. That's not what's happening.
No, I'm not. I'm not even doing... That's crazy. That is... Shortbread would be pretty absorbent, though.
Yeah. I'm not even mad.
It's mostly flour, so... And moisturizing because there's so much butter in it. Hold on. Quick, let's tangent for a second over here.
Let's
shortbread, toilet paper.
Yes.
So it's kind of like using a wet wipe where it's like got witch hazel, mm-hmm. so it's good, but it's butter, so it's better. Also, lube, you could just grind the cookies up and use them as lube.
Also, it's an exfoliant. Look it, I had someone take a picture, I'm not gonna say who, Thomas, took a picture of me while I was bent over on all fours and showed it to me to be like, look how great your pussy is. Now, I immediately looked at my asshole and I was like, I gotta bleach that thing. So, now the lighting, I've looked at it in better lighting since. I have bleaching, I did buy bleach cream at CVS and that's, I'm gonna start putting that on at night.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm gonna start.
I mean, I guess, are you gonna write it off because it's work related? Because you should.
Well, it's like $8.99. Callers,
that's $8.99. That adds up. Who knows how many tubes of this fucking asshole bleach cream you're gonna have to go through? I've never seen your asshole. Wait, that's not true. I have seen your asshole.
I'm sure you have.
I have seen your asshole.
Now,
never mind.
What I'm gonna do is, and again, please tune in the Patreon. By the way, quick Patreon plug. I'm currently...
Oh, wait. Guys, tune in this weekend for the live Patreon of Wendy applying bleach cream to her asshole.
Well, no, I'm going to do a progression thing. Like, week one.
Like, like a proactive commercial.
Correct.
I don't understand asshole. I think that's...
Yeah. It's a pro.
I think that's like the asshole bleaching to me is like the pinnacle of we are so fucking insanely self-absorbed and narcissistic and self-conscious of our appearance. How often is someone looking at your asshole?
Now, see, it's different.
Shit comes out of it.
Right.
Shit comes out of it. It's just crazy to me. Even if you're putting poops in it. Don't put poops in your butt. Poops come out of your butt. Dicks can go in. So can other things. But, like, be safe about it. Don't put an animal in there. But, like, if someone's putting something in your asshole and their immediate thought is, that's a really dark asshole. Gross.
Yeah.
They're literally they're touching where poop is all the time.
I know. Well, now here's something I will say. I never thought about doing it until, and we joke about it, but it's not something that I do on a regular basis. So, like, when you say, who's on your asshole? Thomas is looking at my asshole.
Yeah.
Up close and personal. And I want that to be nice because his is nice.
His is nice.
He's got to bleach
his.
He's got to. I didn't ask him, but it's fucking driven snow. White.
I just, here's the thing. I think fucking if you want to get a nose job or get your tits done or fucking whatever, Botox, it's not my thing, but like, awesome. If that makes you feel better about yourself, great. Spend that money. It's your fucking money. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Good for you. But that being said, I think taking it to the extreme of bleaching your fucking asshole is insane.
Well,
I just think that's insane. I think if your self-esteem is fucking contingent on the shade of your asshole, no amount of bleach in the world is going to solve your problems. Like, you could have a porcelain white asshole, and I'm pretty sure you'll be unhappy if that's what you're hanging your happiness on.
Yeah, well, I'm not hanging anything on my asshole, you know what I mean? I'm putting things in there.
It's not prolapsed yet.
Right. If you're shoving all your happiness into your asshole... Hey, poops go in there. I mean, come out of there.
wait. Oh, God. Oh, no. How do I shit? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. We need to get a producer back in here to edit this out.
I'll let you finish immediately after I say this. Going from talking about how stoked, we didn't even finish the farmer's market thing. We'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
But going from talking about how success to then taking it to, ooh, my shortbread cookies would make great toilet paper. I desperately hope that no one who would ever come to the farmer's market finds out about this podcast. I was genuinely thinking the other day about making my personal Instagram private when I was like posting stuff, because my friend Ron posted on the fucking Mister's page when I was like, he wrote hair pie, ? Which I was like, cool, funny, I love you, Ron, you're weird. But like, I'm gonna have to delete this because this is on my professional business page and I don't need people being like, delicious hand pie, and then thinking of hairy pussies.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. Or be like, oh, shortbread, you know this reminds me of? Bleaching my asshole.
It's so, that's another thing my shortbread cookies would be great for. Go to the doctor, bring one, and be like, I want my asshole this shade.
Yeah, it's nice. Well, if you're gonna, I mean, if you got that kind of money, like obviously like a porn star, like there are people in certain lines of work where like you want your asshole to look nice. You want it to be a nice matching shade. But what I was
I just think
say,
it's giving young girls unrealistic beauty expectations for their assholes. That's my biggest problem.
Right. You know, well,
feminism.
I'm a feminist.
Our assholes are brown and we are proud of it.
Here's the deal. I'm going to lighten, it's not a heavy bleach. I'm going to lighten my asshole, but not shave my armpits. Is that a trade? See,
Balance. We say it almost every episode. Life is about balance, guys.
Right. I mean,
bleach your asshole, leave your pits hairy.
Yeah.
Bleach your asshole, never shave your pussy. You know, it's just give and take. It's all give and take.
It's just about the create the aesthetic that you want for yourself. You know, like I will never get breast implants. I will always have these small tits and be like, really? That's the one? I'm like, I don't, tattoos freak me out. I'm too noncommittal. Like, I would never.
You look really trashy with your tattoos. Hold on. I have to put more bleach cream on my asshole because someone's going to shove poop in it later. So
yeah.
Give me a minute.
It's like, where I'm like, with a tattoo, I've always wanted to get one. And I'm like, I can't decide. I would change my mind immediately. So it's just interesting as to far. I'm like, oh, I'm too much of a pussy to get a tattoo because I would change my mind. But I'm like, but to me, it's important. I'm like, oh, but I could go for like a couple shades lighter on my asshole. Everyone's got their own priorities, you know?
It's true. I mean, it's, you know, it's what makes this world great is everyone is different.
Right. Plus, that's my.
Some people want to get their tits done. Other people need to bleach their assholes. Everyone has different plastic surgery expectations that they need in their life to make them happy.
Right. And so you modify your body however you want. Now, what I was going to say about the shortbread cookie, the reason I thought about my asshole is that when it would grind up, and this is a serious thing, because obviously you don't take a cookie to the doctor and be like, make it this shade. Obviously we're joking, but
that's crazy. Everything else you're saying, medically sound advice.
Right. And a great business idea. The toilet paper is great because when it crumbles, not only is it like moisturizing like a wipe, but it exfoliates. So you get all the little nugs of poo and shrapnel out of the butthole wrinkles.
Shrapnel.
I've looked.
How deep are your butthole wrinkles? I think we might need to talk about Botox for your asshole before we bleach it. If you have such weather, you have like such, like the face of like an old Western actor, like just like very deep forehead wrinkles, yeah, in your asshole.
My asshole looks like, I've been told, and I'm not trying to brag, I've been told by more than one person, my asshole reminds them of John Wayne.
It's constantly got steak sticking out of it. Yep. It smells like a half-smoked pack of Marlboros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's if I were to get a tattoo, I would get a little cowboy hat right above my asshole. Just to.
Well, I was trying to think of like a John Wayne saying. What was like John Wayne famous for saying? I don't like people of color.
Yeah, yeah.
But different. He definitely worded it differently.
Right. Or I could get True Grit tattooed around my asshole. That was the name of one of his movies, True Grit. That's pretty, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, no. Oh my God, Megan, that's the name of the shortbread toilet paper, True Grit. Because it's like a gritty, it's like kitty litter for humans.
Okay, let's just, guys, my shortbread cookies do not have the consistency of kitty litter. I feel like I need to get this out there. Wendy does not know what she's saying. Oh, these shortbread cookies are so good. It's really, they're really gritty.
It reminds me.
Is that like a kosher salt in there or kitty litter? What is that? What is that? texture I'm getting.
You know what, this the texture in my mouth, it reminds me of, like, sometimes, because, you know, I love my cat so much, I'll roll before I throw it in the plastic bag. I'll just roll the shit around in my mouth for a quick second. And it's a similar...
Oh, yeah, not disgusting.
Where it's like a chewy center, but a real gritty outside.
Oh, my God. It's like a payday.
Yeah. Oh, a payday. Now, see, now this is good. I'm learning to go the, oh, and then say something.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be good. We have to learn how to say good things to fill the space.
I love, by the way, that every episode is us coming up with a different excuse about why the podcast is bad this week.
I know.
Every episode's like, hey, we're working on this. And people are probably listening to me like, you stupid cunts have been doing this for like 2 years.
I know.
Yeah, and you know what? We're never going to figure it out.
Yeah.
This is just like everybody, we're a work in progress.
Right.
We're always evolving and changing. And that means getting consistently worse and worse at things.
Plus, the other thing is, not for nothing, like, this podcast, you and I are not using this podcast. Neither of us are using this as a vehicle. No, I'm pursuing a career in entertainment. But I do not think of this podcast as a vehicle for, like, success.
Oh, I think this podcast is detrimental to my success.
Oh, I think as, for both
as,
of us.
As a food business. I think when we're talking about bleaching assholes and you are comparing my, like, key product to kitty litter, I think this is a poor podcast for food business to be associated with.
Probably. And
it's also called the Pussy Fart Gang.
Yes. Well,
which, as you know, who doesn't, having done a lot of comedy shows in restaurants, nobody loves anything more than trying to enjoy a nice meal and someone associating pussies or dicks with something gross while they're eating sushi.
Right. Well, so here's the thing I will say, and this podcast, I believe, is also, maybe we should make the show's Instagram private, because here's the thing, even with, like, I have a corporate gig tonight, and that's, I'm like, so if anyone were to Google me, I don't know how I got this gig. So I'm like, if you Google me, you'd be like, we're not giving you any money to do any comedy. This is the one, the show.
Well, we'll give you money. Oh, Sebastian.
Oh, kitty cat, come here.
He just popped up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll give you money to stay away from our event.
Yeah. Well, you get there and they just give you a check and they're like, please leave. please leave, man.
Kitty cat, do you want to come up here and look at Megan? But so, okay. Let's put a pin in that True Grit cookie.
Let's put a pin in everything.
Put a pin in it.
Let's put a pin in everything we've ever said.
And circle back, because I want to hear about this. So.
Oh, well, man. We have a special guest.
Sebastian,
do you want to come into the screen? What if he just walked through the screen?
What a
future that would be. Oh, look at your hangy belly. He's got a real dangly belly. But he's not a lady cat.
I know. Well, that's because he learns how to eat.
He's just a fat fuck.
I know. That's because he learns from his mom. I just go in the kitchen. He's always like in front of the fridge or by the coffee machine. He's like, I know your fat ass is going to be at one of these places.
Are we getting frozen cheese out? What's happening?
Yeah, we're just constantly eating. All right. See, I know. We're like, this is so great. We can just record from home. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is why I can't really work from my apartment, because I have a buddy who just, his tail.
There's just a tail. Oh, I wish I knew how to take a screenshot of a video without it stopping the video.
Yeah, this, I mean, whatever. We'll take.
Someone write in and tell me how to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I can probably do it like this. Here. Hold on. And we talk.
We're talking. Oh, I also need help with Instagram. I don't want to say his name because he might be ashamed to be a podcast listener. But a listener hit me up and he's going to help me this weekend with the fucking stupid Squarespace website.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'll clear it with him. I just feel bad mentioning someone's name because we have had people like send us emails or messages and explicitly say, please do not mention my name on the podcast.
Right.
So I don't want to out anyone as a listener.
Yeah. This, I mean,
we understand we're most people's secret shame.
Yeah, I know. And that's, but you know what? But we're also, we really are like, people's masturbation time. Like, this is, like, the stuff you think about right before you come and you masturbate, the stuff that you're like, I would never tell anyone. That's, like, how people feel, I think, about listening to this podcast. Except for, like,
I would
three people.
Just, by the way, love if somebody jerks off to this. I would, please, don't be ashamed, create a fake email account to let us know.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
And I want to know specifically what parts you jerk off to.
Right.
Because then we'll jerk off to those parts, and then it'll be like we're all together.
Right, we'll just do those parts more. Okay, we're doing
serious?
A good job.
Were you about to say let's be serious? Yeah.
No, I do want to hear, because we talked earlier, but also, like, I want to hear this farmer's market thing. This is, and pay attention, get out your notebooks, kids, because we're achieving our goals and shit, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It was great. It went awesome. I've never been so fucking scared in my life that it was not, like, we get there and we set up our fucking tent, looked great. It looked fucking cool. There's pictures of it on the Instagram. But the other vendors, like, we're standing around. It's like market starts at 4. This is like 3:15. And we're talking. And, like, this old crotchety meat guy's, like, talking about how it was awful last year. And it rained almost every Tuesday. And it was super dead. And I'm just like, and it was cold. It wasn't cold, but it was, like, a little chilly. And kind of looked like it was going to start raining. So I'm like, oh, my God, no one's going to show up. I'm freaking out. But also, it's the first market. So I'm like, whatever. It's like, we showed up, we set up the tent. If we saw nothing, I'm like, at least we, like, practiced.
Right.
Like, this was a very expensive practice day. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of pies and cookies we have to get through. That's all we're eating for a week. But within, like, 3 minutes of the market being open, fucking some lady came over and she bought, I was doing, like, pies 3 for $10 or boxes of cookies 3 for $12. And she bought, like, 3 boxes of cookies. And then a person came over, like, 2 minutes later and bought a pie and a cookie. And it was just, like, this steady stream all day. I realized, because I was super nervous to talk to people, and I was like, oh, it's just waitressing. Yep. Like, that's all I'm doing. I'm just waitressing and being cute. I mean, not physically cute, but, like, personally cute.
You're physically
personably cute.
You're physically cute. That picture is cute as shit.
I looked very skinny in that picture. I was very pleased with my choice of tying a sweatshirt around my waist and then cinching in my hips by putting my arms on my side like a superhero. But I was really proud of Preston. I was super, super proud of him because I was nervous because he can be a little prickly.
You think?
So I was, like, really, really nervous about that. And he did fucking great. Like, he was a little nervous, like, more so than, like, I think, like, you know, he's, like, done stand-up. And so it's not, like, the talking, but, like, selling like that.
Right.
You know? And, like, talking to people in that he's never done. And he did fucking awesome. Like, he was, like, joking with people and, like, being really nice. And we got, like, a rhythm down.
Well, that
it was great.
That seems like his forte. I would actually think that he would. That doesn't surprise me that he did well, because his personality, and I've said this from the time that I met him, and I know we joke, but it's like a compliment, and it's fucking perfect for farmer's market. He's very like a dad. He just reminds me, like, he reminds me of my stepdad, where most of the time he's kind of quiet and doesn't really say much, but like. Where a lot of times people will be like, oh, are you like an asshole? And it's, no, I'm just like sitting here observing things. And then you start talking to them, and Preston is like very fun to talk to. And he's personable, and he's interested in other people. And if he's not, he fakes it really well. Like, he's just a good hang. And that's especially farmer's market, St. Louis. Oh, he's killing it. Those are like his people.
Oh, and people thought it was Preston's dad was there all day. He got like a little, well, he was like walking around. Oh, because you can get fucking cocktails.
What?
There is... Dude, I am stoked. So the Saturday market, I don't know if they have booze. I don't think they do. But this market, and it's perfect because it's 4 to 7 after work, they have a beer tent, which is this awesome brewery, Four Hands, that's local, that's like really, really good. So they have beer tent. Then next to the beer tent, they have straight up a cocktail tent. So you can like go get a fucking Manhattan and like watch your kids play on the playground and walk around the market. Fucking cool. And then this, place, Narwhals.
Yeah.
Is like boozy slushies, but good. So I'm like, oh, that's great. Cause when it's hot as fuck during summer, they had, it was strawberry basil lemonade. And they're fucking like boozy. Dude. Like I got one and I split it with Preston and I was like, whoo, little tipsy at the end of the market.
Oh, you were drinking during the market?
Oh, no, 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 no. I got it at the end. No, like to celebrate our first market, I went.
I thought you were like.
Preston's dad was drinking during the market quite a bit.
Oh.
He was very. He really likes the drinking part.
Now, was he like, so I imagine, was he like in a folding chair, just hanging out, like.
Yeah. Just. He was like, which I was like, this looks weird. I have, like, because he'd just, like, be sitting. It was cute. He was proud of us.
Right.
You know, it was super cute. Like, he wanted to be there. He literally, like, cleared his work schedule afternoon so he could go with us to the market in case we needed help setting up or, like, we got there and realized we needed something else. It was really cute.
That is cute.
It was super cute. And he was taking pictures. He took a picture of the last sale and the first sale.
Aw.
It was really cute.
Like in a baseball game, I just picture him just like with a cooler of his own beer, just sitting in the back, like taking pictures, yeah. Like, get him, Megan.
Yeah, exactly. But it was awesome. And then we had those four boxes of cookies left, and then, which I thought this might kind of happen, but I wasn't sure. So you just barter with, like, the other vendors if you have shit. Like, there was a chocolate guy who actually, I've had, Preston's mom sent us this chocolate company's chocolate when we were back in L.A. He gave me fucking Mexican hot chocolate, dark chocolate, so good. But he just walked over from his tent, and he wanted a pie, and he was like, are you into bartering? And I was like, yes, totally. So he got a fucking Philly cheesesteak pie, and then he was like, come over the tent whenever. And he's like, what kind of chocolate do you like? You seem spicy. I was like, ooh. I love you. Hello. And then he gave me that. And then like a little chocolate turtle thing. And then we got tomatoes. I traded for tomatoes. I traded for like this gorgeous lettuce and a jar of apple jalapeno jelly that this lady across from us sells.
That's
great.
Yeah, that's actually the move, is to plan extra shit, to make extra shit, specifically to plan to barter. Because I used to do that when I worked at the farmer's market. That was my, like, I liked going there. Did you ever come visit me at the Studio City Farmer's Market?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where I worked with the man with the sugar daddy stuff, when people are just like, you know, people get real shitty, like, I can't believe you and you have your body. It's like, I was sexually harassed. And physically
for free.
Touched and worked with someone who was degrading me and being shitty to me for 9 hours straight while I was doing manual labor. And I got $110 cash for the day, plus a box of vegetables. So when people are like, respect you. So that's, I mean, I don't think anyone listening to this, who knows, there might be some people that are still like, oh, that sex work thing is crazy. I'm like, what are you talking about respecting myself? That's my glaring example of like.
Exactly.
I respected myself when it's like. You know, so that's like the most disrespected I've ever felt. Where a lot of people be like, that's great. You're getting up at 4:30 in the morning to go work with a hippie and sell his vegetables. And I'm like,
that part of it's great.
Right.
That part of it sounds great.
Right.
If you stopped talking right there, if there was nothing more to the story, it'd be like, awesome.
Yeah.
What a cool thing you did. What a cool experience.
Yeah. And he would always tell me too, I felt sad for him at the end because it was his only power, but he would. Like, that's the only place he felt powerful because mm-hmm. he's married and he had a bunch of kids. And he would be like, he's like, you know, my wife and I are in an open relationship. And I would be like, oh, really? Like, does she know that? Blah, blah, blah. But it was seriously where he was just like trying to fuck. And I would be like, not interested. And he'd be like, you're fat anyways. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I love that. I love it. So it's the classic, like, hey, like driving by, like hitting on you and being like, no, thank you. Well, you're fat. Dumb bitch anyway. Yeah. It's like, you were just trying to fuck me 2 seconds ago. 2 seconds ago, you were actively trying to get in my pussy. And then I just very politely was like, no, thank you, sir. Have a nice day. And you go, fuck you. I hope you fucking die, fat, gross cunt.
Yeah.
Like, what the? I don't want to fuck you. You just wanted to fuck me.
Right. You just said that. Yeah. And I'd be like lifting boxes and he'd be like, yeah, you got it with those haunches. I'm like, what the fuck? And that was the same time when I broke up with Sean and I shaved my head. And this picture I know is on the Pussy Fart Gang Instagram. And then I went on that crazy diet slash full
blown
anorexia.
When you looked like you had cancer AIDS.
And that was when I was working there. And I remember when I got really skinny, he would say stuff to me. Like he was like, oh, you're working. He's like, oh, that cleanse is working. Like he would comment on my weight loss. And, well, but now, back to the positive of a farmer's market, you're going to be eating great, because that's why I was able to do that cleanse, because I was eating just super healthy organic shit from the market.
Oh, I don't, that's, yeah, well, fingers crossed, I start getting aggressively sexually assaulted at the market by the person that works in my booth with me.
Oh, God, Preston's dad?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Preston's just
like, babe, this is, we're going to have to ask your dad to stop coming. Well, he's just drinking 4 Manhattans.
Yep, just in the back. Like, woo, I got the best view in the market. Just like, dad.
He's talking about Preston. He's talking about Preston's tiny, tiny butt. No, I don't think we're going to have to buy, I mean, all our produce is going to come. We're doing 3 markets a week. So all our produce is gonna come whether we pay for it or not. I assume most of it'll just be bartering like this.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to, I want to start talking to, there's like a couple sausage guys and like a couple meat guys, because I really would like to figure out like maybe not a bartering but like a discount situation to use their product, so that then at the market, like when we have like a Philly cheesesteak pie, or like this guy that does sausages that we're going to be next to at Schlafly. He does this awesome like goat Mediterranean sausage that's so fucking, we got it and it's so fucking good. So I was like, that would be so good in a pie with like feta and eggplant and onion. You know what I mean? Like something like that would be really good. And then when people be like, oh, that fucking Mediterranean sausage pie is that guy's sausage. You know what I mean? Like I think that would be, because people fucking get off on that shit. Because it's like, it's so local. Like, they made it, and they made it, and like that, we made that with our hands, and that guy made that sausage with his hands.
Yeah.
And then, like, the produce that we use comes from that fucking lady. So I think that would be really dope.
That would be dope. And like you said, it's super smart and super local. And like you said, it's another way to just save money. You're such a smart business lady.
I'm so, yeah, you know how smart I am? Tuesday was beyond my expectations. Wildly successful. I'm so stoked. I do not think every market's going to be like that. Like, it's supposed to rain this Saturday. So I'm sure the U City market's probably not going to be, like, super bumping. It's also not, like, really that nice out yet. That being said, Tuesday super successful. We basically broke even. Like, we did not make a bunch of money. Like, we maybe made, I think, after all food costs and everything, I think we made like $100, 80 to 100. I haven't done the exact math.
Well, you didn't lose money.
No, exactly. Which that's, yeah. I said this to you earlier. I do not, like most businesses, you don't make anything for like the first quarter or however the fuck business people break shit up. But food businesses, like as long as you break even for like the first year, that's considered a wild success.
Yeah.
Like as long as you're not in crippling debt. So of course I want to make a profit, but if this first season, if we end up with the same amount of money in our business account as we started with, I'll be like, that was a good first year. Because we're spending more money than we need to. I know that.
Right.
But it's on stuff like, I want to get extra kitchen time because I don't know how long it's going to take us to make 100 pies.
Yeah, it's on.
You know what I mean? Like in a commercial kitchen with like all the, I don't know. I'd rather book 5 hours and only be there for 3 than book 3 hours and then be fucked. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're spending money
and then
on
later,
like extra kitchen time, and we got a diamond encrusted tent stand.
Everything's Spuds McKenzie.
Right, everything's Spuds McKenzie. Spuds. I'm using asshole bleach, not on my asshole, but on different parts of my body, just like for fun, you know.
Fun. Is it called asshole bleach, by the way?
I do not believe so. No, I believe it's skin bleach, like a bleach cream. It probably doesn't even work. I bought it and then I was afraid to use it.
I feel like it doesn't work for $8.99.
We're going to find out. Sign up for that Patreon.
Oh, God.
The Proactive commercial.
I can't.
Thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you at all. I just want to see how many of the people on Patreon dip out once this starts. Like, it's you're like, oh man, we're gonna get so many new patrons, and then it's like, what? We have none. We have zero. Everyone found out they're gonna see your bleached asshole.
Not only do we not have any more patrons, our account's been completely deleted, and there are cops at both of our homes. The local police department has shown up.
Well, because it's not going to be a picture of our faces, so they're not going to know whose asshole it is. They're going to arrest us, have to check both of our assholes.
Yep, bend over and cough a couple times. Turn into the light. I see on the thing, it's more of a, she must use a filter, because on here, it looks like a sepia-toned asshole. It's all tricks.
Do they have sepia-toned asshole bleach?
I'm sure they have everything.
I would hope so.
Then you can get
go on Etsy. I bet somebody makes it on Etsy.
I know, or I can maybe I'll just see how, when I get a tan if it like blends. But I don't tan naked. I like tan lines. Whatever. I probably won't even use it. But I just bought it because I got nervous. But I took more pictures of my asshole, and it's not. I think it was just bad lighting in the one picture of my asshole. It made it look darker. If people,
I want you to get a full lighting setup just to photograph your asshole.
Well, because the people that I care about, you know what, honestly, if I'm being honest, the people that are closest to me are the only people that are having their face in that in my asshole like that are people that I, you know, I care about. And so I want them to have a good time. I want them to feel safe.
Yeah, like not be scared. Like, oh, it's so dark around every corner. What am I going to find?
Around every corner.
That's a ghost.
As they're, like, climbing through the folds of skin, the
wrinkles.
Well,
there's so many folds. I mean, who knows what's... That's what I'm saying. There could be a... That could be where Bigfoot is.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to have to redo my tattoo, where it's Bigfoot peeking out of a fold of your asshole.
And then you have to redo the coloring, because it's way too bright. I'll tell you, I've seen that Bigfoot tattoo. It's much too bright. It's going to be...
It's much too bright.
Skin
tone. It's
going to
be very... Oh, much darker.
Right.
Very dark.
All flesh tones. This is good. I hope we're inspiring people to never start a business. I like, because I was expecting you to be like, we turn a profit of $400. But we're like,
no, not even close. Not even close. I mean, we will we'll get there.
Right.
But it's just like, yeah, this is, no one makes money at first. They're making scared faces.
Yeah, no, I think that's another reason to not follow your dreams. I like how it's...
Yeah, don't follow, stay in your safe office job.
Yep.
You have, you know what I don't have right now? Health insurance.
Oh, well, guess what I get to do tonight? So I am going to a corporate gig where I am going to do 15 minutes of stand-up, which is great, and I filled out a tax form for this, and it's from 6 to 7. I'm getting $100. Which is great. I'm happy to be getting paid to do stand-up. So I am, but it's one of those things where you go like, I was talking to Thomas about, or like anyone about gigs, and I'm like, oh, I have all these shows this week, but a lot of them are bar shows, and then people are like, should you get paid? It's like, no, 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 nope. Most of those are free. Glamour posted this weekend. I do make money on that show. Most other shows, they're like, here's a drink ticket. I'm like, well.
Yeah, and that's once a month.
Yep.
You get paid once a month.
Once a month. So following your dreams, but this place is going to have food. And so in the email, he was like, he goes, there's going to be food. You can take food home. And I was like, oh, I'm bringing a backpack.
Yeah. Oh, I can. I'm taking home all the food. Oh, Jesus.
What?
I don't know if that was a thunder or a truck.
Is it really raining that hard?
No, it kind of let up a little bit. I want to go walk dogs. So I need this rain to get on out of here.
I need this rain to get.
Get rain.
Yeah.
I need to go walk feral dogs that are so scared.
Yeah, I got a return. I bought a jacket at Crossroads Trading. That's a thrift store. There's a chain. I know it's a chain in California. There's one here in the city. And I went. And I didn't even check, but I'm like nervous to go back. So I bought it. I paid for it, but the woman didn't take the magnet thing off, and so I have it, and I want to wear it, but I'm like, I got to take it back in today. I'm going to try to, but I'm nervous to go in and be like, because I didn't save the receipt, so it's going to look like I stole it.
Just walk in with it, like, above your, like, walk in the door wildly and be like, I'm walking in with this.
Yeah, but they also might be like, I could have just walked out with it and stole it that way.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So, I mean, who knows? Whatever. So I got to pull off a heist. Or
just take it to Nordstrom's.
Well, they
Nordstrom's doesn't question anything.
Oh, really?
No, that's like, it's like a notorious Nordstrom's return policy. I think, and they've got in trouble. They might not even still do it. Not that they've gotten in trouble, but they've gotten fucked because their thing is you do not need a receipt. Like, you can return anything at any time. I mean, it's like high-end rich people shit.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to be bothered or, like, you're so, you know, rich. Because that happened in high school. They did the same thing. They left the tag on a dress I got at Nordstrom's, and I went back, and I had the receipt, and I put it in a Nordstrom's bag because I was like, they're going to think I fucking stole this.
Yeah.
For sure. So I went, and I walked up to, like, customer service, and I was like, oh, hey, I got this dress, and you guys, you know, forgot to take the tag scanner thing off. And the lady was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she just like takes the dress and takes the thing off. And I have the receipt in my other hand. I was like, do you need to see the receipt? And she's like, no, it's fine.
My eyebrows just
went. I was like, oh, so I could, cool, give me one sec. You also didn't take the tags off of all these other things and just like go around the store.
Yeah, you can just take things right off the rack. That's bonkers.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the idea of like the customers being, you know, the customer's always right, but I don't think that's good. People take advantage of that so hard at Whole Foods.
No, people take advantage of it, but like, I think like Nordstrom's has a lot of security.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why, because they've got that policy. Because people, I mean, if that's their policy, people fucking try and do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chance that almost every day someone's not going into Nordstrom's and just grabbing a sweater. And they're like, nah, no, we have 8,000 cameras in here.
Yeah, you're right.
We saw that you just grabbed that sweater.
But that's probably why, but then you have to mark up prices because, I mean, you have to do that anyway to account for loss. But I remember at Whole Foods, people would come in and, like, the policy at Whole Foods, and it might be different now, but especially in Whole Body with all the pills, people would, like, buy a thing of, like, expensive thing of supplements, take them home, dump it out, and fill it up with other shit in, like, a dark jar where you couldn't see it. And they would just be like, oh, this wasn't good, and return it. And you'd open it. We'd be like, okay, great. And a lot of times you have to be like, they're like, oh, the customer's always right. But Whole Foods, they were like, the customer's wrong, motherfucker. Like, they're like, so in our department, like, we would open.
Would you open it in front of people?
Them, and there'd be like Tylenol. One time there were Skittles in one, I swear to God.
Shut the swear fuck to God. Up.
Yep, one time. That was my favorite thing about working in Whole Body was when people would come in to return stuff because I'd be like, fuck you. And you'd see like shampoo, they'd be like, oh, this face wash or this stuff didn't work. You could open it up and there'd be water in it. They're like, this isn't even the product. People would steal.
What would people do?
They would be like, my mom gave me this to return. And it was like a 60-year-old woman. Like,
yeah, it's like, I don't know. I thought it was weird too when I bought it. It was just filled with Skittles. I was like, that seems like an awful multivitamin.
Yeah, that's actually why I'm bringing it back.
I'm bringing it back because I purchased this and it is filled with yellow Skittles. I don't even like yellow Skittles.
Right. That's
like the worst Skittle flavor.
Right. And I don't know if you guys.
There's almost no nutrients in a yellow Skittle.
Right. At least the green has chlorophyll. I believe that's how they make it.
Yeah. It's a natural dye.
Yeah.
It's Skittle has a. Oh. I bought yesterday when I was taking my friend to the airport. By the way, we talked about soda pop on here, didn't we? A little bit. We talked about on Patreon.
Yeah, let's talk about soda pop on here.
So my parents, I don't know if we've talked. My mom never left my dad. Never talked about that really because it's really shitty. We've talked about it a little bit. So yeah, whatever. Well, my parents are incapable of caring for themselves but won't do anything about it. I can't deal with that. Like, I can't do anything about it. Like, whatever. It sucks. But so they're not capable of taking care of my old cat. She's lived with them forever. So they just took her. My mom was like, you have to deal with this. Well, I'm in fucking St. Louis. Whatever. I can't. I'm not there. I can't afford to fly back. We're doing all this shit. So my amazing friend Lauren that I've known since we were like 12, she was the first person I told I was pregnant when I got knocked up in high school. She knocked me up.
You meant. Like, as in this, in the last week, so you're like, I thought you—that's how you were.
Oh, that's how I was gonna tell you I'm pregnant.
I thought you were like, she's the first person I told when I got pregnant. Oh, fuck.
I'm 6 months pregnant. That would be great. That would explain my weight gain. But she's fucking, she's like, okay, well, we're gonna figure this out. She managed to find her fucking boy. She posted it, and her boyfriend, who's from here, his sister, who lives 45 minutes away, was like, I'll take the cat. So Lauren fucking flew out here with the cat, and we went and dropped Soda off in Washington, Missouri, and she seems happy and, like, immediately took to the house and the people, and there was, like, other cats and dogs there, and she's been around cats and dogs. So it worked out well. That part, like, that was a very stressful, awful situation because I can't do anything as far as my parents go. But this was a thing where I was like, I have, like, it's not fair. They've put themselves in this position and refuse help. So does a cat, and she, like, it's not, you know, it's not her fault.
Right.
And I didn't want her to, you know, get fucked because they're insane people. So that's that. Soda's great. It was a really stressful couple weeks, but everything's cool. But I was taking, this is what reminded me to talk about that. I was taking the airport the other day, and we stopped to get iced tea at Quick Trip because Quick Trips are apparently the coolest gas station in the whole world. They have like 8 different types of unsweetened iced tea, and you can get a giant gallon of it for like $1.50. It's the best. But so we stopped there to get iced tea, and they had like the impulse candy weird buys at the front, and they had like one, and I was like, oh, that's a weird flavor. And the chick behind the counter was like, you think that's weird? And like throws a pack of jalapeno peanut M&Ms.
Yes, I saw those.
And she thought I was gonna be like, oh my God, gross, which I did. I was like, oh my God, gross. Yeah, we're getting those.
Yeah.
And she was like, wait, seriously? And I was like, oh yeah, yeah. I love gross new foods. Gross, weird, one-off productions, my favorite.
How'd they taste?
Like fucking peanut M&Ms that kind, and then your throat kind of burned a little for like a second. They just taste like fucking peanut M&Ms.
Yeah. I saw those. They had a big display because they did a bunch of different flavors. They were doing a competition to try to find a new flavor, and they had the jalapeno ones. And they had
It won't be this one. Let me say that. This one ain't winning.
No, it's like, what's like, what does it taste like? Just a regular peanut M&M, but like if it gave you herpes, like throat herpes.
Yeah, exactly. It tastes like a regular peanut M&M, but then you put a match on the back of your, out on the back of your throat.
Yeah, no, those CVS. So I was gonna, oh Jesus, sorry. I'm too distracted by this.
What? By what? What's happening?
Nothing, I just got a text. Nothing exciting.
Oh. Get out of here, text. We're almost done.
I thought it was gonna be something exciting about, if you listen to the last episode with Tyler, everybody, thanks. And I do.
Oh, yeah. Did I miss anything last week? Yeah. Or I guess it's still this week.
I know. Well,
did I miss anything the other day when I was preparing for the market?
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is when, because we kind of talked about it earlier, but I think it's good to, I also want to rehash this with you here on the actual podcast, because I don't want it to be like, did I never mention to you that at a confrontation?
I think people assume that everything's mentioned to both of us all the time. Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone thinks anything we've ever talked about, the other one doesn't intimately know every single detail about it.
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to the bonus episode, because maybe
fuck you,
the sound quality was a little off, I found out, and I think, and I don't know how I feel about this, because I filed a police report. They didn't press charges, but I don't know if I should, like, full on be like press charges and make a thing, because I feel like the woman, so listen to the episode Double Fluffed Cunts. That's what we talked about when I was assaulted the day after Christmas in my apartment by the laundromat guy. Go listen to the fucking bonus episode and hear what happened, because we started recording probably irresponsibly close to
soon after it happened.
Oh, I was outside like
mere moments.
Well, because yeah, and she was, while she was standing there like buzzing to try to get in the building, while I stood there after the whole interaction, I stood there with 2 sets of keys to get into the, I had 2 different ways I could have let her in the building, and I was like, I'm just gonna stand here with Tyler. And he's like, what should we do? And I'm like, do you wanna go start recording? And he's like, oh God, okay, here we go. So it's a Wild West operation. But after the you know, like, I mean, I don't know if I should, like, actually go and do something, because she really defended him and, like, said that he's, she really leaned hard into the fact that he's, like, mentally incompetent, which, like, I'm, like, mentally slow. Like,
it's fine. I'm, okay, I don't know. I have a big problem with that. My uncle was mentally slow or whatever, retarded, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not offended. But, like, he was born and he had a fever, so, like, his whole life he was slow.
Yeah.
He, like, he worked at McDonald's and, like, he volunteered at the fire department where he'd just, like, go hang out with them. Whatever. Like, he was – he never fucking sexually assaulted anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, don't – I don't think that's an excuse for that behavior. Like, I get it that he's maybe not, like – at the level of a regular, how old is he, like 60-year-old guy?
Yeah.
And maybe he's like my uncle was kind of all, you know, he was like an 8-year-old basically. Well, an 8-year-old knows right from wrong.
Correct.
An 8-year-old knows you don't touch people like that.
Right.
So I think that's a bullshit excuse.
Yeah.
I think being like, he has a fucking disability, that's why he grabbed your pussy, is crazy
right.
to me.
And
that's crazy. And if that is true, he should not be working with the public.
Correct.
If it is true that he is so severely mentally affected or whatever the fuck is wrong with him, he shouldn't fucking be, he should be in like a home. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If this is the, if he has a thing where he just doesn't know what he's doing. Okay. So that means if somebody goes and fucking rapes a kid, and it's like, oh, well, but he's, like, you know, mentally stunted and doesn't know what he's doing. Okay, well, that person shouldn't be on the street
yeah.
where they could do that. Because if they don't understand it's wrong and they can't control their impulse, that's a public safety issue.
Right.
So if this guy can't fucking understand that grabbing a woman and forcing himself on her isn't a problem, he shouldn't be working at your laundromat.
I know.
Like,
it's
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not saying he should fucking be thrown in prison if that's the case, because that's, you know, not his fault, technically, if it's a mental thing.
Right.
But then he should be in, like, a facility.
Yeah, I know.
Where he can't do that. It's what...
Right, and
I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I know. It's one of the things where, like, we were being real funny and joking about it earlier on the phone, and, like... But it is one of those things where it's, because part of me at the time, like after it happened, like our instinct is to, you know, be like, make jokes because everything's when things are uncomfortable. But in hindsight, like thinking about it, yeah, I was like, because to report it to the police, because that's the thing, is to file charges, because now you're throwing like, a handicapped person in jail. So you're like, but then there's this weird thing where I'm like, should I feel bad for them? Because we both watch a lot of true crime. And that, both the insanity and the whatever, all those, that's such a bullshit excuse to me. That I'm like, it's just, you know, where they're like, well, I just didn't understand the difference. Like the Ted Bundy thing.
I don't think
thing.
It's a bullshit excuse necessarily if it's true. Like, if someone really, like, is insane or, like, you know, has had some sort of, like, you know, was born with something or got their brain, like, got in a car accident and their brain got fucked up. And now, like, they don't understand it's not, like, I can kill women or whatever
right.
that turns into. Like, okay, maybe not rot in prison, but exactly. Like, you should be put in some sort of, you know, like, old-timey asylum.
Where you just, like...
Where you can rock back and forth on the floor for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
But I do kind of believe the mentally unstable thing and, like, the not knowing because, the way he was rubbing my body, I was like, you've never...
You're bad at this.
I was like, oh, God. Is this over yet? Mostly just because I'm, like, bored.
I'm so bored.
I was like, oh. Yeah, as he was, like, attempting to assault me, I was afraid, and then I was like, oh, he doesn't understand.
He has no idea what he's doing.
He doesn't know where
what
the holes
loser.
Are. What a virgin.
What a Loser.
That's actually how I got him out. I was like, you fucking virgin.
And he's like, shut up. That wasn't a retarded voice. That wasn't a retarded voice. I wasn't doing. That was like, that's like the voice I do for, like, this is my Preston. No, I'm Preston. I'm so stupid. My name's Preston. So that's just my, like, man voice.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it crazy? Didn't you just think Preston walked on?
I thought Preston was on that. That was, I like, you're like, I'm not doing a Down syndrome voice. It's not an Asian voice.
It's a Preston voice.
And I'm saying Asian because he was Asian. And I do want to point out that I did. And Tyler, thank God Tyler was there, because afterwards, you know when you, like, scream at someone publicly when you haven't eaten for half a day? You go like, was I in the right or in the wrong? It's almost after every podcast. I'm like, should we have said those things?
Oh, I feel that after every podcast. I'm like, how many times did I say the R word? Shit.
Well, and I was like outside. And so at one point when I was explaining to her, because there's a language barrier, but once I like physically kind of grabbed her and I let her know, hey, look, I'm going to finger rape you in front of this family. I'm letting you know now.
I'm going to put my body inside of your body in front of this four-year-old walking by us right now.
But I'm letting you know, so it's kind of consent-ish. It's consent-y.
It's on the spectrum.
Right.
It's on the consent spectrum.
Much like your employee is on another kind of spectrum, right? So if we're using these are all kind of excuses for why everything's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But then she still... So then once she understood... And I for sure yelled out loud. He was touching my pussy. And I was doing the act out with my hand. Now, and I want to give shout out to stand-up comedy here. A lot of times, this is why I think a lot of people are afraid to report an assault or to say something. I will say, and again, this will come out after I've done the corporate gig, so I can lie my way through the set that I do. A lot of people are like, hey, you say pussy a lot on stage, and you're pretty gross, and you're pretty loud on stage. But when it comes in handy... is when you are or being assaulted or have been assaulted and you're reporting it, I feel more than comfortable yelling,
grabbed my pussy on a crowded New York City street.
And physically grabbing my own pussy in front of family to show, I don't know if you're understanding the language barrier, but we all understand.
Let me do this act out. Hand.
Right.
This is him. This is his hand.
Right.
This is like it is now, how it's my pussy. In this act out, it's also my pussy.
Right. So I did that. And then she said, and then she realized what happened. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, well, but in China. And then I screamed three times as loud. I don't care if it's in America or in China. It's never okay. And there was a white man across the street who you saw like look up. He was probably
like,
because you see people going like, uh-oh, white lady yelling at an, it said China, there's a Chinese, what's happening?
Yeah.
And
go, yeah, it's, they see you've got a Trump hat on.
Right, and Tyler was just.
A Confederate flag shirt.
Right, and I saw Tyler waving people off. He's like, I was prepared to be like, oh, no, I know this looks bad. This is the one time where a white woman is correct.
Yeah, exactly. The Asian lady is, what she is trying to say is in China, it's considered a compliment when a man grabs your pussy.
Right. In China, we consider that.
That's why they love Trump so much.
Yeah, that's why they're so into it. They're like, yeah, we'll make your flags, we'll make your hats, we'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, no. In China, we wouldn't call
you. We like what you do.
Right. In China, we wouldn't call you a victim or a survivor. We call you a whiny little bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we can cut it there if you want.
I think, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. This is